6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
Well, what's going on?
Let's let that groove a little bit.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mike Show.
Internets, don't do this to me.
I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Z Spike on the Mic. See how I went French on y'all? I am Z Spike on the Mic, and we are here at our Palushius Studios here at Palushius Studios here in at Hillsboro Avenue. I think it's 4215 West Hillsboro, but you know the Hillsboro Hooters because it's in Hillsboro, and it is a place called Hooters. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here on our Monday night episode here to entertain, inform, and excite you. ICE. I need it. ICE. We here are ICE. We make it happen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And in case you're wondering, no, I am not here alone. Au revoir. I am here not alone. I went French on y'all again. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, and I think I'm doing that right now, we have the man who's been homeschooled, so I started, and he's a captain. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's not used to the fact that it's getting dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're right. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That don't go with that song. Yeah, it is nighttime, isn't it?
And it's straight up nighttime now.
Usually when we out here, we have the sun beaming down on our backs. Yeah. But now, right now,
and it now it's been dark for an hour already.
It's a cool, beautiful breeze in Florida. So the next sound you hear is the man who's putting the boom, 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 boom in your eardrums. He's the man that's making the music go through your sounds, your both left and your right drums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who is stuck to the same woman for 52 years.
Oh,
as of today.
Hey. Oh, insert clap here.
Hooray.
Insert clap here. You get to be with this woman. I mean, did she lose a bet?
Absolutely.
She must have lost a bet. All right, well, somebody who didn't lose a bet, but...
You sure?
You know why we're here?
Oh, come on, no. Don't say that.
We're here for one reason, and one reason only. We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking pretty good tonight, Spike. I'm really looking forward to the show. I know you got a lot of great topics, and we're going to do a lot of...
Oh, what a
lot of great things tonight.
See, this is why we are here.
No, this is the reason you call him why we're here. Because he's just a kiss-ass.
Hey, listen. If it... quacks like a duck, and it works like a duck, and it
kisses like a duck.
Yeah. It's a duck, all right. So
I'm just telling it like it is.
That's what I'm screaming. Why they hating? You should not hate on the magnificentness of the Voice of Reason. Speaking of magnificentness, down here we got the next sound you're going to hear is the man who I like to call a savant. See, last time I was going to call him an idiot, but I'm going to call him, I just dropped the first name. I just call him Savant.
He is a Savant.
We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like a word that rhymes with duck.
Good luck.
Did you get hit by a truck?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What a schmuck.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think he had anything to say. He was stuck.
Oh, I get it. All right, well, so keeping in the theme with...
That's hard to believe.
Wrong show.
Oh, my God.
Keeping in theme with a truck, we like to call this next voice you hear...
Oh, yeah.
...the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like an old man because I'm ready to go to bed because it's dark and it seems like it's midnight.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
You have the chromosomes of a chicken.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What does that mean?
Chickens, see, I'm from Lake City, back right. in the backwoods.
Right.
Chickens go to sleep when it's dark. And, of course, we got to have the drive-by every right. show. We got to have the guy. They know we do our shows, so they yeah. go to...
So, Ford F-150 Lightning. So they go modified exhaust.
They go to muffler. I mean, they go to Midas and say, detach this thing right here. I got to drive by. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to another level here.
Oh, yeah.
You may have heard this guy back in the day, but right now he is moving and shaking yeah. things.
Oh.
He is moving and shaking things. We've been trying to get this guy to come, you know, grace us with his
presence.
I thought
he just had gas.
We've been trying to get this guy to move, I mean, to be a guest on the show forever and a long time. So we like to call him Mike. Mike, how you sticking?
Hey, bonjour, Spike.
Oh, see, you speak, French. You speak French too.
Je m'appelle Michel. I'm sticking it right in this seat.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, see, I told you I'd gas.
That's because he poured your beer.
Oh, that's another story.
Thank you for pouring it.
Let me ask you this: is it safe to tell your background?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're cool. This is the man, you guys do not know, my first introduction into the radio business.
Oh.
Many, many years ago when I was just a little small tad.
So it's his fault.
Yeah.
He's to blame for the show.
Yo, thanks
not
a lot.
Not my fault. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. This could propel your career.
Oh, yeah.
You could stop being the man behind the scenes. And be the man.
Probably not, but go ahead.
You and I started in this industry the exact same time.
We did.
And look at us now.
We did.
Look at us now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have to? Look at you.
Started from nothing, and now we're here,
That's
baby.
That's right. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
All right, but the good news is there's free pickles tonight.
Oh, did that happen? Yeah,
he came in sixth.
Yes.
Mike did?
No.
Jeez.
No, so yeah, what happened?
Yeah, Mike came in sixth at the last NASCAR race.
You're going to holler it out. You have to explain it because...
Chase Elliott, if he scores in the top 10 on Sunday, Monday there's free fried pickles.
Hey.
Isn't that great?
That is...
I don't like fried pickles, but...
Oh, wait till you try these.
These are delicious.
These are the best you've ever tasted.
They're breaded and fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, that's, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we do right here, we talk about three things right here. We talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
So, our esteemed guest, Cape, are you so impressed by our production quality so far?
Actually, I am impressed. Like the opening?
That was pretty epic. Thank you.
I was responsible for that.
We are a team here.
We all get credit for that.
The whole, I know it wasn't him.
The whole team
definitely wasn't
that.
Spike.
Yeah, there's no I in.
There is an I in Spike,
no me in team.
Yeah, really. It's not about you. It's about us. We all here. If you guys seen the banner, which his name is the biggest on the banner.
Yeah.
I didn't even make it.
You'll know that this is a Spike on the Mic show that we. As a team, as a unit, we all climb that wall together. Let's say this is probably a terrible analogy.
Right.
Let's say
if it's good, P Dub did it.
Well,
that's the way I like to look.
Let's say we're rushing up the front line, right? We all go because one of us rush, we gonna go down. But if we all 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us go, then we have a better chance, right?
Yeah. Right. It's like I get credit for the intro, and Paul gets credit for the B report.
No.
We all share the credit here.
No. I see what you did there. So you know that means there is a B report tonight. So listeners out there, you will be amazed and enjoyed by the B report. But before we get any further, I have to do two things I've got to say. We are a caller-driven show. So you guys can always call and participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. Once again, in case you were scrambling for a pen or a pencil, it's 813-699-3900. Give us a call and participate, and you can hear yourself and see how the madness is made, how the sausage, as you may know it, is being stuffed. Also, we got to talk to our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I like what Map. Hey, thank you guys. Listen, that's the free pickle thing that you was talking about. I pickles, like what Map Admin said. He said there's no I in team, but there is a blame in us. At me. But there is blame in us. At me. I laugh because I don't know.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I've had all kinds of information and what's the thing called when you ask somebody for a question and advice, that's the word, in case you guys don't know what I'm talking about. I've had lots of advice about how we can make the show go to the next level.
Oh.
How we can be, insert a pause right here.
Trash.
No.
Oh.
What the hell was that?
That was a pregnant pause to make things happen.
No, that was a hiccup, it sounded like.
But we say they say my introduction is too long and we need to get to the subject because the people listening, they are so excited about what we do, about the three things we talk about, they didn't want me to get straight to it.
Past.
Present.
Future.
Oh. Why in the hell y'all going to do it right now?
Well, because it didn't count.
See, let me talk to you, Kate.
Okay. I'm here. I'm listening.
This show talks about three things.
Okay.
Future.
Future.
And these crabs, these illegal riffraff in the shipping containers never got it right. So what we did is we made a production out of it. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm hitting it.
Oh my God. Good thing the introduction isn't too long.
Apparently, you have to hit it three times.
That's what she said.
Because our moniker is three
good
things.
Good thing we shortened up the introductions.
Yeah.
So far, this has been all introductions.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
12 minutes of introduction.
Yeah, well,
dude,
it
used to be 20.
Why don't you do it at the end of the show? And your show could be 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go. No, because our editor might cut it out. Mm. All right, so damn that. Let's go. Topic changing music.
This is your last chance to bail out before we start talking about topics on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen and people out there on the internet listening, yeah. I like to call this thing here, in flight, your peanuts will be fine.
In flight, your penis will be fine.
No, peanuts.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said penis.
Oh, I thought he said penis,
too.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you said penis.
Yeah, you did say penis.
You said penis.
I heard peanuts.
It's like,
why would your penis not be fine?
We can rewind.
It's like the whole William Hung thing.
All right.
People have been flying for years. Nobody's really reported a lot of penis discomfort.
Can I do it again? In flight, your peanuts will be fine.
Really?
Okay.
All right, so you guys may have heard. Go ahead.
Is this the, I was just going to ask the formerly artist known as Chicken.
Yes. I'm here. What's
the
up?
Artist formerly known as Chicken. Is that the most time you've heard penis on an internet or any radio consecutively?
So close together,
right.
It was like firing penises all over the place.
Exactly.
Six different directions.
Well, that's what the Spike on the Mic show is about.
We have a kind of a bouquet. I'm out of here. A bouquet of penises.
Okay, first of all.
What?
Don't get used big words around.
That creates a visual that nobody wants to see.
I'm sorry. So you did. I'm ready to say something. Look,
future.
So let me explain to Kate because him and I started this radio thing together. You have to learn
from the bottom.
You have to learn to speak Spike. Okay, that way you will succeed and grow in this industry. Learn to speak Spike. I said the topic is in flight. Peanuts will be fine. Mm-hmm. All right. The reason the topic is that because have you guys heard of service dogs? I'm sorry. Emotional support animals.
We discussed this.
We did?
Yeah.
Not this topic, but emotional support animals.
Not about their penises, but.
No.
Yeah.
So let's hear about their penises.
Yeah, let's go on.
I'll bet you the next topic is about ashes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, so Kate, listen.
So in flight.
So Kate, listen. I've been doing this show a while with these illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
And he repeats topics. So sorry. So often.
For me, yeah. So I need if I wanted to, let's say, recast these members. Can I write you in?
You can.
Oh, I like this.
Listen, there's going to be some
changes
some
made.
Change, some further notices given out.
Oh yeah.
I feel like you should keep him.
Thank you. But he's not the reason they're here.
He's the reason we're here.
I didn't get to you yet. Probably should keep him too.
Oh, there you go.
Damn. All right, so
and these three guys are funny. So
the B report's going to be an audition.
So you say
for
replace
me.
Spike?
This guy.
Yeah.
The S on his head.
Yeah.
I'll replace him.
It stands for spendable as expendable.
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 All right, so, and listen, everybody in the, let me ask you, illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Yeah. Yes.
Not you, you're an esteemed guest. You're not illegal riffraff. Do you guys think that all emotional support animals should have all the attributes?
Attributes.
All the rights and privileges that emotional support animal carry? Say you walk into the mall and you see an emotional support animal. Should you or should you not be offended that an emotional support animal is there? I'll start with you, Captain Clark.
Well, I don't know why I would be offended or even bothered. I guess the only place it would bother me is if maybe a restaurant, maybe where there's a chance that the animal could get into the food somehow, but it's not going to offend me.
All right.
Why would it bother me?
Voice of reason?
I'm not really clear on the concept of an emotional support animal.
Oh, you're fully up to speed.
I've just heard the term yesterday of microaggression. So maybe there's a way of they use them to fight off microaggressions or something.
Okay, gas man.
I don't know why I would be offended by it. I wouldn't personally be offended. No.
PWs.
If it was an emotional support cobra, I would be very upset.
Yes, and smarts.
Nice.
You saw me with that?
Was it your penis nuts?
Did it have a little vest on it, too?
Yeah. Service cobra? What?
It doesn't spit venom.
Yeah, and we all want to know where this is going with peanuts because the emotional support animals
and we have to get an opinion from our esteemed guest.
I know where this is going.
Is it an emotional support elephant?
No, I know where it's going.
Yeah, I don't ever get offended by service animals when I see them.
Okay.
It doesn't really bother me, but sometimes I feel like people are abusing
the term.
Like they just get the animal just so they can just bring along everywhere they go.
Right. Yeah, and you can get those vests off the internet and just put it on there. Yeah.
Good point. Oh, you
good
can?
Point.
Yeah, you can get them anywhere.
Wait a minute. There's a difference between service animals and emotional support animals.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Service animals are very clearly defined and serve certain purposes.
Yes. Okay.
Emotional support animal can be just something that makes somebody feel good and relax.
Well, that's why they call me emotional
support. You don't have to certify an emotional support animal.
You don't? I thought you had to check off a little box. You can't. Yes.
You don't have to go through any kind of classes or anything. You can just show up, and if a place allows them, they allow them.
I think the staff need to go do some research.
But you can't not allow a service animal. You can't turn down somebody with a service animal.
Can you turn down an emotional support animal?
You can turn down a gladiola.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can absolutely turn somebody away with an emotional support animal.
Oh, my damn.
You don't have to allow them at all.
See, ladies and gentlemen, you learn things here on the Spike on the Mic Show. I thought that once you were emotional supported it, then that's what you get.
Nope.
All right, so Liz, here's a story. On an airplane.
Yeah.
Let me get the airplane right. Frontier Airlines.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a chick
named
Brandon Nixon. She was from Orlando.
Brandon?
I'm sorry. She was
that
from
sounds like a male's name.
She was from Ohio.
Oh, that explains it.
She was flying from Orlando back to Ohio.
Right.
She got
I'm surprised her name wasn't Pete.
I used to date a girl named Roger from Ohio.
Yeah.
You want to pull my beer?
Yeah. No.
this person here, she got on a Frontier Airlines with her emotional support animal.
Yeah, I know what it is.
The plane said, you got to get the stepping. They kicked 24-year-old Brandon off the airlines because she had an emotional support animal. What was his emotional support animal? It was a squirrel.
Yeah. That's kind of squirrely. Yeah.
So, question to the legal roof wrapping the shipping containers. What side are you on?
Oh, we're legal now?
Y'all, I said illegal shipping and illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
I didn't get that.
And our guests. Whose side are you on? Are you on the Frontier Airlines who removed this passenger that was just trying to get home and she needed her emotional support animal? Or are you with this person here, Brandon Nixon from Ohio, who wanted to get home? And I'll start off with you, Gas Man.
It's really a woman named Brandon?
You're missing the point of the story. No, that's not the issue.
Sort of fixated on that aspect, though.
There's an actress called, remember Michael Lerner? She was an actress. Right. Her name was Michael.
He didn't say Michael.
Here's the plane. Y'all go.
Oh, Michael's Arts and Crafts. You ever seen there?
You can't have a rodent on a freaking airplane. No. She should have been kicked off.
All right. Voice of reason?
Now, I don't know. How do you transport a squirrel from one place to another if it's your pet? I don't know.
Presumably you put him in a cage and check him into baggage.
Yeah. I would do that. She should have done that, probably.
But she was doing it because she needed the animal to help her calm down and fly, though.
Right.
I think she just wanted it to be with her so she could see it was safe.
Smart.
Well, I heard the backstory to this, and the squirrel actually saved the person's life because it ran in front of her in the car. She slammed on the brakes. And when she slammed on the brakes, it was just before a railroad track that if she had continued going, she would have plowed into.
Oh, wow.
And the squirrel then jumped in the
car.
What
a wonderful story.
Let me insert this. The views and opinions of Smots does not represent.
How do we know it's not true?
Yeah, really.
I think we should make an exception in this case.
In this case, yeah.
I mean, the squirrel saved.
Life-saving squirrel?
The life. And at that point in time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then the squirrel looked over and says, "You're welcome."
I would let the squirrel up front with the pilot.
With a wink.
Just to keep an eye on things.
You know, if he sees a train coming while that plane's in the air, you know, they're all safe.
Yeah, he does that squirrel.
No one knows that.
All right, so let's get the train back
on
the plane.
That's a great squirrel.
Train back on the where are we going? Michael Capes.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Frontier. I don't want an animal in the cabin. I keep it below.
But, okay, I'm not going to go against you on you people. So,
you're not?
No, I want to, but
I always do.
But this person's support. They could freak out by not having this thing to rub or to tell them everything's gonna be okay.
Then she should stay home too.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is she deprived travel and to get home? She was stuck.
Because she's gotta have that damn squirrel.
I don't wanna be around a squirrel on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
What if it gets loose?
Ever run up your leg and bite you in the peanuts.
Right. What if the plane goes down, the squirrel gets loose?
See, let me bring y'all home on this. It's an emotional support animal, which means it's kind of trained at it.
Trained emotional support rabies, if you ask me.
If you can't go somewhere without an animal, you shouldn't be traveling.
That's the thing. They don't have to be certified. They don't have to be trained at all.
But if she had enough sense or put a vest on the squirrel, and the squirrel was...
She wanted
the squirrel to sit in her lap.
Like you put on the cobra, too.
Listen, I empathize with this lady because traveling is stressful.
Oh, it is awful.
And there's no doubt this squirrel would help her calm down and be able to enjoy the flight.
Yeah.
However, you know what? Smoking helps people relax, too. They don't let you smoke on an airplane. Right. There has to be a rule somewhere. And this is not a service animal. It's an emotional support animal. It sucks for her. I feel for her. But it's not allowed. There's probably a good reason. If the thing gets loose, they never find it, chews on the wires, who knows?
Yeah. I would like to bring my emotional support hooker. But nobody will let me. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Take her everywhere else.
But why would this squirrel get loose? It's there to support her emotionally.
Maybe the squirrel gets freaked out on the plane and like panics away. I don't know. There's probably reasons.
But take it one step further. What he said, an emotional cobra?
Yeah.
Like, where do you draw the line?
Right. Exactly, there has to be a line somewhere.
At danger.
Frontier doesn't make these rules because they want her to they don't want to punish people. There's a reason for the rule. So, I'm sorry. She has to ride a bus or something or whatever. Suck it up. But, I mean, it stinks. It's hard. But
they're not going to let her take that squirrel on the bus either.
It's not
going to
happen. Well, probably not.
Oh, anything can go on the bus. Anything can go on the bus, can't it?
No.
You know what? There's no animal that could give you enough emotional support to not feel bad on a bus.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Go Greyhound.
I don't want to say this, but I am going to say it. You guys are heathens. Y'all let me tell you why.
I just said I empathize with her. I feel bad for her.
Oh,
let me
tell you why,
thing.
Kate. I'm gonna go back. They say I repeat stories.
Yes, you do.
Would you hook up with a girl? You saw a girl across the room in the bar. Right. She's hot mama. She is so okay. she is looking good. Y'all exchange eye contact.
I'm seeing it. She's single?
Yes.
Okay.
So you walk over there.
She been drinking?
Doesn't matter.
Has she been drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you get over there, the person in front of you move out the way, and she got emotional support dog with her. Do you turn around? You keep going.
I feel like we did this before.
Yeah, we did.
But this is okay. Just for Mike.
That
wouldn't bother me.
Emotional support dog?
Yeah.
What about a squirrel?
Yeah, motion support curl. Would you turn around?
That would make me question her mental state.
Yes, there you go.
What happens if everything heated up, but the dog was required to be in the room as the heat happens?
All right, I'm not a spell heathen, but you guys are heathens.
I'm
and that dog's a licker.
Yeah. You know what dogs do? They just stare at you. They don't want anything. Yeah.
Is he judging you? Do you think that?
No.
Or just do you think he says,
I don't know what he's thinking.
Do you think the dog's saying, turn her over, turn her over?
Oh, just don't hang your leg off. This
he's like, I know this
bed.
Play.
What part are y'all going to?
Get off of my mama.
Get off my mama. All right, well, I like that. I like that. So now, I think it's time for the B report.
Oh, my God, the B report.
Already?
Yeah. Was that the signal?
Yeah.
This time?
So there was no resolution to the story?
No, you guys kicked the lady off the damn plane.
You damn right.
All right, you're stepping on the
hey,
theme
kids,
song.
What time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
All right, I've given some thought to the bees today. In my garden, I've planted tomatoes and collard greens. These are two plants that the bees are not interested in at all.
Okay. Right?
So I'm thinking I'd like to take suggestions from any of our listeners as to plants, bee-friendly plants that I could put in the garden that would also provide food.
Marigolds?
No, provide food, but also produce flowers for the bees.
Hold on a second. You want to plant food so that the bees can eat it?
I thought
you was giving them sugar water.
I know that they're attracted to cucumber flowers, to like cantaloupe, but maybe there's other maybe peas or I'm not sure, but I'm soliciting any advice as to a good food producing garden plant that also attracts bees.
Potatoes.
I'm gonna say tomatoes and collard greens.
They're not attracted to them at all.
Somebody would
have.
There's
no interest.
I thought a bee expert would know that. You didn't know that until
you saw
no interest?
I know it, but I like tomatoes and collard greens.
So you were taking a chance that the fact that bees might not like that, you said, well, maybe my bees will?
No, it's not that. Yeah. It's not that at all. I'm going to plant tomatoes and collard greens.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
But in addition to that, I'd like some suggestions as to other plants that would be.
Well, can't you make little
good for the bees
crepe paper
as well.
Flowers?
No.
We've
all
happy?
Heard Solomon's, the story of Solomon.
Oh, okay. So, listen, I think, wait, hold on a second. Don't be distracted by the noise of the bees. You know, just.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Are they coming after us, Steve?
Yeah.
Did you train your bees?
No, those aren't bees. Those are hornets.
Really? So I'm wondering, so are you going to put non-sugar water? You feed your bees sugar water, but now you want to give them treats?
No, they go out to flowers. I need to plant
when
something that produces flowers.
When the bees fly over you, do they always make your hair go in the wind? Always?
Did you say hair? I've got hair.
Yeah, really.
Well, that one hair.
It was singular.
Yeah, that one hair was going back and forth.
Sure,
yeah.
We did say that.
No, my damn orange trees. One of our listeners on the chat line said, "Plant orange trees."
Orange trees.
But
yeah,
doesn't that take forever to grow?
Yes.
Well, nothing grows overnight.
No, everything takes a little time.
Hold on a second. Have you not ever heard of Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened is somebody tricked him and he threw beans out the window. And then what happened?
Well, actually, nothing happened because that story is not true.
I'm not normally afraid of beans.
So you say all my life I had to fight.
Spoiler alert.
You got that, gas man?
What?
Oh, my
What? Oh, my God.
You didn't get it,
did you? He dozed off again.
And oh, he's dodging those bees. or hornets. They're not bees.
Because.
This is so cool.
This
oh,
is going
wow,
to be.
Wow, what a breeze.
Yeah, it really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's a nice breeze.
So I'm asking our listeners to please give us suggestions, but our internets is acting slow.
I don't know what bees, what to feed them, what they would be attracted to. I really don't.
Spiced ham.
It's flowers. Usually it's spiced like ham. Brooding plants.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Beans and Franks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, really. How about
beer?
How about banana pudding?
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah. They'd like that.
No.
I'm going to plant some banana pudding.
Why is mine wrong? Y'all
didn't
right.
have bee in it.
Banana
didn't
have pudding.
Bee in it, man.
Okay.
You should have said bee nana.
What about beets? Beets
yeah,
are probably
beets,
there.
Definitely.
You ever thought about beets?
No.
Why are they called beets if bees didn't like them?
They don't flower. Beets don't flower for some. I don't think they do.
Then
how did
they get
do.
The name beets?
All right. Bosanthiums.
Yeah, definitely bosanthiums.
What about beer? Why don't you just plant beer?
Yeah.
Why don't you grow some beer in your beer garden?
Somebody out there knows. Somebody out there. And with all your listeners, I'm sure that we'll get maybe 10 or 12 different really good suggestions.
Why don't you tell these bees to just beat it?
What a great bee report.
Yes. If the internet, our internet is just working a little slow, so I can't listen to them list the responses. But awesome. Awesome, awesome bee report. Mr. Cake, you have any input on
it's over.
What he should supply his bees to eat?
Sugar.
Yeah.
You can't plant.
Sometimes we do supplement, yes.
Can you just plant
sugar?
You
have a sugar cane field.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
How about beech nut gum?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
This is not an alphabetical question.
All right, well, thank you for that bee report.
Au revoir.
That's French for his mama spake. That doesn't go with the bee report.
Did you ever think all this French would ever come into play in your life?
No.
So what you need to do,
French.
You need to call Mrs. Bolden, Mr. Bolden, Miss Crawford, and Mr. Johnson when you was in elementary and high school and tell them it did come back. You used that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, especially Mr. Bolden.
What a crock.
Isn't he like from the Saved by the Bell, Mr. Bolden?
Yeah.
No, and I was talking about my high school, my fifth grade teacher who he was a tall man, one of the first few tall men I've ever seen in education, and he used to go to the blackboard, and he would turn around, he'd have a big giant.
Why'd it gotta be a blackboard?
Yeah.
He would have a big giant wallet in his back pocket.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, because nowadays they're going to whiteboards more.
Yes, is that exactly, mean, yeah.
Do you have a problem with that? Blackboards are being replaced by a whiteboard.
That's how they improved education.
What about tall boards?
Yeah.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Yes.
I'm trying to educate y'all, take y'all to another level, because all y'all have been living in the same projects. I'm trying to move y'all on up like George Jefferson.
I lived in the Berry homes.
George and Weezer.
I want to move y'all up. All right, well, thank you for that awesome bee report. We got to close that.
Consider it closed.
All right, well, listen.
Not just vegetables. Herbs are considered, you should consider, too.
Oh.
What about squash?
Now let's
pumpkins.
End it.
Pumpkins. What about squash?
Since it was ended, I just thought we'd throw that in there.
So you don't care about what I'm trying to say?
No. Oh, yeah, all those things are good.
Squash, pumpkin, onions, and herbs.
I think squash would be good, probably.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for that bee report. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
that was awesome.
Because back by popular demand, it's time for What's Twindin'.
And now it's time for What's Twindin', the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
We're going to do 5 twending things today, and we're going to do the top 5, and we're going to go backwards, 5 through 1.
Oh, that's
because
perfect.
Number 1 is going to be very obvious.
Okay.
And I'm going to make you guess what it is.
So we need to find
election.
This is exciting.
The bit's over.
All right.
Squash just ended. All right. Perfect.
All right. So end of the report.
Okay, that's end. All right.
Perfect.
Next topic.
right. It's going to build an excitement as we go to
No, that was it. That was the election is the number one topic.
Make number two number one.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bill.
Number two is election eve. So, you know.
Jeez. So everything's just probably about the election tonight.
Maybe.
Is there one that's not?
How you feel about that, Smuts?
Hey, elections are great.
All right. What's twending?
The election.
That's it?
Yeah.
Damn. Pretty much.
Well, what happened to number five?
Well, it doesn't matter now. We've already revealed numbers one and two. So
come on.
Who gives a shit about number three, four, or five?
The election eve was number three?
You piqued everybody's interest.
Election day?
Really. There's election number four.
Number five is Rihanna. Why is Rihanna twending?
Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
Because she's going to vote in the election?
Close.
Her first election.
Because someone used her music and she didn't want them to use it.
Ding, ding, ding. Mark is correct.
Excellent.
Oh. All right,
Number four is Hector Ferrer. Why is Hector Ferrer tweeting?
I don't know who that is.
Because his dad was Jose Ferrer?
He's a Puerto Rican attorney and politician and horse owner.
Is he going to vote?
He died, so probably not.
Oh, way to go, Spike.
Oh, wow.
Like, this is a real moment.
This is the most downer twending thing that we've ever done. Do we really have to do the last one?
I was going to Hector's funeral.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Okay, the number three, which is now number one, Larry Drew.
Larry Drew? Larry drew a picture of Steve.
Does anybody know who Larry Drew is?
No, I don't.
I tell
you,
is he
the man that invented the Etch-a-Sketch?
Nope. That's a good guess, though.
That's a great
excellent guess.
Yeah,
that's why my name is on the show.
Oh, it's out there.
Oh, that's why.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
All right, why is Larry Drew twinning?
Larry Drew.
I don't know who that is. And you got
Larry Drew's the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh,
they announced
who do not
Tyrone,
have a very good record.
Tyronn Lue was released.
Yeah, he's fired, yeah.
Is Larry Drew tall?
Yes, he is.
Okay. That's fine. Just making sure.
Hold on a second. You said Tyronn Lue is being released?
Oh, he's fired last week.
Where you been?
He signed an agreement for the rest of this season and a partial agreement. I don't know what that means for next year.
It means he'll start as a head coach, but it's not guaranteed he's going to keep the gig.
Isn't that every coach's deal?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so... And there you have it. Da 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 da.
Well, we could have some good stuff, but Smart stepped on it.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Well, with the fact that the twinning the B report didn't go as long as we sported it. Then we have
usually save that till the end.
40 more minutes.
I know. Yeah.
40
what are we
going to
do
minutes?
Now?
40 more minutes. Oh. So now let's talk about.
About time for the guy to call and flush the toilet, huh?
All right. So let's go to we got to do topic changing music.
Okay.
You thought it was over. You were wrong. Here comes another topic, and the Spike of the Mic Show.
I like to call this topic, No One Died in This Study.
No one died
in this study.
PW's job.
Yeah.
I know. He was doing
I was busy.
But did you die?
Yeah. Do any of you guys know what NDE is?
Yes.
Who? NDE.
Notre Dame Education.
No dick expected.
I was going to say, one died. You're going to say it's like a near-death experience. Then.
Oh, that's a good guess.
There you go.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Kate, was that your expectant?
That was my guess.
Yeah, mine too.
All right, well, listen. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
He's trying to give you a high five. Yeah. That is exactly what this is. Scientists believe they have...
So a dick is expected?
No.
Yeah. I'm confused.
That is...
Not usually from scientists.
That
no.
is A-D-E. A dick expected, yes.
No, scientists believe...
Could it be a near dick experience?
Well, that was the beginning when we heard penis seven times to start the show.
Let me talk to you.
Okay, let's get real.
See what happened is I bring topics that are enlightening and confusing and entertaining. And I try to get the thing on the track. Illegal riff raff and ship containers.
Dismantle the whole track.
Yeah. all the effort and the work that I put into the topics.
Let me just ask you something real quick, because you've known him for a while.
Yeah, for a long time.
Too long.
Yeah. Yeah, we started this.
From the bottom.
Do you think there's any truth to what he just said?
All the effort.
Yeah. it came out pretty fast. Yeah.
I don't believe anything he says, if I'm being honest.
So you don't think that there is hours and hours of show prep, preparation? And
I do agree with that. Yeah. I'm sure you do that.
Now, keep in mind,
even though it,
the guy
none
claiming
of it
this
matters.
Went to the bathroom with 2 minutes before the show started. So,
but I did that, so I went to go now.
Yeah. So
I did this on the go now.
Preparation, right. Maybe
touche,
not a strong point.
The only preparation around this one is H.
So they brought these people.
Whoa!
They brought these
nice.
People to near death.
I have a dream today.
Where did that come from?
So they actually brought these people to scientists brought people to nearly die.
This is why we're here.
Okay.
He brought it back.
I can't believe they would do that.
He put that train.
All right.
So I don't believe they did.
The scientists brought people to nearly death to find out what it was like.
No. I mean, but that's good. The University of Kentucky, they analyzed 55 people.
It's not the University of College. That's what it usually is.
Researchers at the University of Kentucky, they analyzed 55 people who claimed they had a brush with death.
I feel like living in Kentucky is a near-death experience.
Oh, absolutely.
I was there earlier this year. Trust me, it is. Yes.
So, did you meet all 55 people?
I met 25 of them.
Oh, that's
so
good.
If you
four
had,
teeth between them.
If you had to name, and not all at one time, if you had to name three near-death phenomenons or categories, name one.
Well, white light.
Helen Keller was near-death, or actually she was full of
almost
death.
Getting stabbed.
Yeah. Isn't that what you said? Death?
Almost getting hit by a car.
You going to name all of them?
Almost falling out of a plane. Almost putting your head in an oven.
Drowning.
So I'm thinking you going with the almost part.
Well, you said
near death.
Yeah, really. So there are three categories that the University of Kentucky, I like saying that part.
Being
that
near makes, an makes atom bomb. Efficient.
As a Duke fan, that makes
almost
me nauseous.
Almost getting caught on fire.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds interesting. I want to know more.
Yeah. Thank you. See, listen to.
Oh, man.
Oh, listen
sorry.
To our okay. Steam.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, now we'll come back. We got Steve the suck up, and now apparently Mike the suck up.
It wasn't sucking up. It just sounded interesting.
Yeah,
no,
it does sound interesting.
There's nothing categories. Interesting.
Insert timeout. This whole show ain't been interesting?
Oh, yeah. The
oh, yeah.
No. It's not. This part.
This is one of the fun part here.
I like the B report.
All right, so.
Look, especially happy. The drone part.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. They corral 55 people who had near-death experiences.
You put them in a corral?
Streaming from a car crash to the cardiac arrest.
Okay.
Cardiac arrest?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, learn to speak Spike.
I think I get the show now.
So it took 45 minutes.
You don't get this show. And so they studied these people. And they all, you know, give check marks, and they decided that your NDE, that's the term for near-death experience,
yes.
Is a result of your, oh, snap, where's that word?
Your DNA.
No, but
your NDE is a result of your DNA.
No, but it's
TBA-DOA.
Fear level. Your fear level.
No, your REM, and not the band.
Rapid eye movement?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, question to the legal riffraff and shift containers.
Yes. That's us.
What?
He did it again. He hiccuped. You know, he's always telling us not to burp and, you know.
Right. This we're a classy show. We don't do things like that.
Yeah. It sounded like you did.
I you know, I thought without the CL and the Y, you might be right.
Okay, so you know I got to...
An assy show, yeah.
I got to have a spell test. I got to give me a minute to figure that out. Y'all talk amongst yourself while I try to figure it out. What
rapid REM. We're on rapid eye movement, Spike.
Is he believe?
See, back on the train. Back on the tracks.
This is why we're here, Kate.
Put a man on the
He's
moon.
He's a keeper.
I want to know about this.
I want to know, too.
I think we're
going to
do
out.
Names. Yeah. Say the voice of reason. He's the tracks.
Is
that's
he
it.
Believe?
Not the moose tracks.
UK study people.
Nothing is cool. If he believe.
All right, Spike.
Put
REM.
A man on the
go.
Moon.
They studied that people with REM and DED, with sense of
DDT.
Well, everyone has REM.
Yeah.
Okay, it's part of dreaming. I have no conclusion because
it's part of dreaming.
Keep going. Come on, you're almost there. You're halfway there. Come on.
I want to read this. It says these life-threatening episodes of danger could be something caused by REM. So they saying that the people who sleep with REM,
rapid eye movement,
right? They have a feeling of detached bodies, a feeling of serenity, and the presence of a intense, peaceful life.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
But not everybody experiences those.
Oh. Right, right. Some people just, never mind.
So out of the 55 people.
I get it now. I get it.
So out of the 55 people who were experiencing this, I don't know, all of them experienced that. Listen, you guys are
okay,
hoping.
Okay, so can I sum this up?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
University of Kentucky did a study. They studied 55 people, and not everybody did the same thing. So nothing was concluded from the study. Do I have that just about right?
You're right on it.
Okay.
I think you got it.
All right, good. Good work, scientist. Bonus check.
According to my Fitbit, I got an hour and 15 minutes of REM last night.
Nice.
Your Fitbit tells you that.
Yeah, look. I was awake, pretty cool. REM, light sleep, and deep sleep. Just in case you wanted to know.
Wow.
So I had an hour and 15 minutes of possible near-death experiences.
Yeah.
From what I gathered.
I just looked at my Apple Watch, and it said my wife bothered me 14 times. Oh.
This just in, University of Oregon didn't conduct the study and also got the same findings.
Nice.
Okay, wow. Hold on a second.
I can tell you I've been
that's
an REM.
That's conclusive.
I've been an REM
for
the last 46 minutes.
Y'all know we have an esteemed guest. We have to try to impress.
He's an ex-steam.
Ex-steam guest.
Yeah.
I have a feeling when he agreed to do the show, it was already too late to impress him. So.
Okay, did you get a result from this topic?
No.
I did. I did.
Thank you.
This is
why we're here.
They're attributing that white light experience, that feeling of relaxation that people get, near-death experiences to REM, which is similar to dreaming.
Good point. But hold that point right there. Yeah. Hold that point right there. I got to ask you this. We got guest 3697 says, this show that has a plastic trophy. What does that mean?
We have a plastic trophy.
You have a plastic trophy, yeah.
No, we're award deserving.
Do you not think that
wasn't
plastic?
Made out of gold and marble, so...
Okay, my bad. I'll put the train back on the track.
Sentence right, number two
I'll
is...
I'll put it back on the track. I've been in REM for the last 47 minutes.
You are a meathead.
All right, well, listen.
I understand the study, how it kind of made a conclusion that...
Oh, you do not.
Sort of. I sort of get the idea that they attributed that feeling of relaxation to
Tell us REM. All about it.
Well, these people, they're basically unconscious. They're going through possibly a dream state. And when they come to, they say, wow, I saw bright lights and heaven was wonderful. And I'm back from that.
There you go.
That's wonderful.
All right. Tommy, change the music.
Okay. Another one. Almost as good as that one.
All right. I'm going to just close the show. I'm going to close
the
show.
Close the show.
You hit the post way better than I
did. Early?
We're closing the show already?
We got 12 minutes.
No. I'm going to close the show with education.
Okay. Oh.
I like to call this, Who Said This?
Who Said This?
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give out a phrase.
Oh, this is good.
Smosh, you can't be cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have my glasses on, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. You can't. So I'm going to say out a phrase, and you guys tell me. I'm going to give you two peoples.
All right.
And you tell me.
No, don't give us anything. We're going to get all of them.
Who said this?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, listen. I don't want you guys... Well, listen. If you want to shout out the answer, let's do this. Oh, my God. This is not going to go...
Raise your hand?
This is not going to go well.
Yeah.
We could raise your hand.
None of it's gone well so far.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I want you to shout out your name, and then I will acknowledge you.
Okay? Oh, no. Come on.
All right.
Steve!
Steve.
This way we won't...
Steve.
This way we won't be crossing.
I think we should raise our hands because everybody's going to be yelling my name.
Steve!
And I don't know the answers.
It's a simple little test.
Steve.
Steve!
To educate yourselves and the listeners.
Can we do a practice round first?
Yeah, this is okay. Here's a simple one.
Can we do a
practice? Wait, not that.
this that, one.
I like that
for
song.
People out in the audience, this is a practice round.
Right.
It doesn't count.
And I'm sorry, callers at home, y'all won't have to participate to play because the delay and these illegal roof wrapping shipping containers won't act right.
You should read something, though.
All right. The first one, who said this?
Steve!
No, yeah, give me the shit first. Oh. I mean,
I thought it was Steve.
I have a dream.
Steve.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Or was it Sheryl Sandberg?
No.
Okay.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Yes, she probably
Facebook
said it too.
Founder?
She may have said the same
thing. Who said it first?
Yeah, we really don't need multiple choice.
Okay. Next one. And I need your name. Who said this first? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Steve.
Clark. Steve.
Clark.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Hmm. Okay. So you guys know that these are.
Yeah,
going
we
get,
know these.
You know these going to get harder, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Let's go.
That's I love I tell the girls all the time.
Hey. 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 I
hope that's not 15 minutes into it.
Seriously. All right. How about
usually.
This one?
How many drinks I've had? Yeah.
Hopefully.
Next one. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Clark.
Clark.
Shakespeare.
That's true.
That is true.
Of course
nice.
It is.
Nice, Clark.
Thanks.
Yes. All right. They call me Ishmael.
Clark.
Oh, y'all jumping up
Ishmael.
The
chair.
Yeah,
Clark.
Yeah. Clark.
Who said it? The character or who wrote it?
Yeah.
The motherfucker that said it.
Well, Melville's the writer who wrote it. And then Captain Ahab. Yeah. No, it wasn't Captain Ahab.
It was Ishmael.
Yeah,
the Indian.
It was Whaley Joe.
Quick, quick.
It was Whaley Joe from the whale book.
Or if we're going back to the, it was a support whale named Moby Dick.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. Who was it?
How did you get a vessel?
It was.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
It wasn't him. It was Herman Melville.
The author, yes.
He said that right away.
He wrote it, but he didn't say it unless he
that
actually.
Was the first thing.
Was it, did you get the audio book of Moby Dick back then? Did he possibly say
and
it?
He read his own book.
He read it.
Train, track.
Next,
right.
Go.
Train, all right, this one. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask one of the legal riff-raffs.
Why? Because Clark's getting them all?
Yeah, yes. I'm getting them all.
Yeah, Clark's really good at this.
Right. We only got one smart guy.
Yeah, it's really. All right, Kate, this is for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Who said this? Mm-hmm. 'Tis better have love and lost than never have loved at all.
Wow, that's a tough one. They are getting tougher.
Gasman.
You fail.
Gas man.
He's
Gas
passing.
Man. Brett Michaels in that song, I Won't Forget You. Poison.
Nice. I don't think he did it first.
That's a line in the song. I Won't Forget You by Poison.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved.
I'm going to say Shakespeare.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Smuts.
It was Casablanca, the character.
PWs?
Mickey Rooney.
No.
Can you say one more time?
Yes.
Mickey Rooney.
Clark Cable.
'Tis better to have love and lost than never to have loved at all.
That sounds so familiar.
Oh, it is totally familiar.
Some stupid individual.
Yes.
Was it from a movie?
It sounds like. Are we doing.
Book.
Book.
It is Lord Tennyson.
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 Yeah, really. All right. Next one. I'm going to go with your gas man. All
right.
I don't want to belong to any club that will accept me as a member.
I know this one.
Francis Albert Sinatra.
No. I'm going to go with no. Mr. Kate.
50 Cent.
Because he's into club.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Good
see
work.
You.
Good
I see you. I see you.
Yeah. Voice of Reason.
W.C. Fields.
No.
Nope. Dr. Captain.
Groucho Marx.
Yes.
Ding. Oh,
damn.
Ding. Oh. Ding. Yes.
Doing it, man. All right. Wait, he's got his phone out.
Yeah, but he's playing a video
I ain't
game.
Studying this show, though.
Oh.
All right. How about this one here? Imagine. This is for you, Voice of Reason. No, it's for Smuts.
All right.
Imagination is more important than knowledge.
Willy Wonka.
I like
that. That's a good
that
answer.
That's a good answer.
He would say some shit like that.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Exactly. PWs?
Willy Wonka.
All right.
Yeah.
Gas?
Walt Disney.
Your capes?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Voice of Reason?
That's Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Damn Captain.
Look what you started.
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with no. All you mother truckers are wrong.
Edison.
Oh, no.
Thomas Edison.
This was said by Albert Einstein.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wait, repeat the phrase, please.
That's a fake quote.
Imagination is more important than knowledge.
Oh, you're right. He said that.
No, he never said that.
It makes sense. He thinks a lot.
Hold on a second. Gas man got something.
He's
going to
play. This is some poison. There it is, right there. I heard it.
No, I didn't hear it.
That was Bret Michaels from Poison. Yeah,
he lost in love, never to love it all.
Yeah.
Video right there.
I say that Gas Man won by the obscure reference to that right there. No matter what. I mean, Clark's got like 15 of like 16, but I think that the one right there, it's like, hey, get that reference in the song.
Here we go.
This is for the championship of the world.
All right.
This is for the belt, the golden belt, the nugget of knowledge.
Steve, nobody has asked
this. This is the toughest question you've got.
All right, and I'm going to let you come out the gate first.
Because he's a guest?
I feel like it'd be fair if all of us...
I haven't been asked yet.
Sorry, you're the first. So
y'all shout your name first?
I haven't gotten a single question.
All right.
Steve.
All right, shout your name out, all right?
Ted Bundy.
I still believe in everything that people are truly good at heart.
Clark.
Elon Musk.
Dr. Captain Clark.
And Frank.
Damn, party's over.
Wow. Damn!
Dirt party's over.
Yeah, they ruined it. Hooray.
Yeah, really.
Clark, you're great, man.
Yeah, really.
The election.
Yeah, really. That's number one.
And isn't it interesting that the guy that's drinking water is the one that remembers the answers to the question?
I think he kind of had that.
Damn your facts.
Yeah, really.
I am the greatest. I cannot be defeated. I am the man.
All right, so let's before we take this thing home, we have to at least talk about our esteemed guest.
Yeah.
We like to call him Michael the Chicken Cape. I said it. I will do it.
Yes, you can say it. That's my history, so.
Mr. Cape, so what's going on with you?
How do you spell that cape, though? C-A-P-E?
C-A-P-E.
Really? Just like that?
Just like that.
Wow, that's so cool.
So what's going on your side of the world?
Just a lot of grinding. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
They always do that on purpose.
A lot of grinding.
Yeah, we all heard
from the
that.
Yamaha F1 motorcycle.
Yeah. So you working hard, making it happen?
Working hard? I don't know if I'm making it happen. Yeah, just a lot of grinding.
Have you? Do you have as much fun in radio as you used to in the day? I mean, not to say, it's a job, and I know you enjoy it, but the day.
I mean, if we're going back to like what we used to do, like that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like that's probably.
Like this?
Not this part.
No. Yeah.
Jeez. But the other part in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, and
that was fun.
And Spike referenced
that was
very
unique.
Spike referenced it here. There's you were once known as the Chicken. Mm-hmm. So, but you had many segments on a morning show there, like cooking with the Chicken. That was just fantastic. You interviewed Raheem Morris in the best possible way ever. Which was fantastic for a sports radio station.
And that was fun.
But
out of all the time I've been into the radio, that was probably the most fun I've ever had.
That was even more so than cooking with the Chicken?
No, I'm just saying being part of that experience
the whole show.
Was the best part of my radio career.
Now, was that interview in a hot tub or something?
No. It was basically you take Raheem Morris's answers from his press conference
and you give your own questions the next day. Excellent.
Oh, yes. You got to get better.
All right, well.
Got to get better.
What we do before we close the show, we always have to go around the room and ask, what stuck with you? And I start out with you.
I do want to ask him real quick. Ahead. I don't know where we're in a hurry, but you cooked with the Chicken. It was always with liquor. What was your favorite? What was your least favorite?
I know the worst was the hot dogs and when we cooked them in vodka.
And that should sound good.
That was no fun.
That was bad. What was the best?
Maybe there was something jelly. Did we do something?
The flavored
jelly?
Peanut butter with jelly.
No, we did jelly.
The jelly donuts.
Something.
Donuts.
Yeah, I think that.
Vodka filled donuts.
Yeah, vodka filled donuts.
Yeah.
That was the best one.
Right. With jelly.
Actually, it actually
jelly.
Was.
Great jelly.
It was a jello shot infused into a donut.
All right.
All right, so go around the room. What stuck with you tonight, Dr. Captain Clark?
Oh, I don't know.
Excellent.
Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
That Spike hiccuped while he was talking about getting hiccups out of the show.
Yeah.
Damn. And Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me that Bret Michaels is uncredited for writing a great line in a song.
All right. Bill Smodge, what stuck with you tonight?
Yeah, if I'm on a literature trivial pursuit team, I want Dr. Captain Clark on my team.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
Nobody asked me a damn question.
All right. Cape Man, thank you for coming in. Let me stick a microphone in your mouth plenty of time.
Oh, my God. Now, is that what you're calling it now?
Now, what stuck with you tonight?
This show is fun.
That's what stuck with me.
Thank you. That was like the biggest compliment ever.
All right, that's the title of this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Spike on the mic. I want to thank you guys for listening. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody out there on the chat line, but my internet is acting stupid. Thank you guys. This is Spike on the mic. Listen, we'll see you next time. Enjoy it. Love you. We out. One.